Welcome today to the Parenting is Hard Work podcast. I'm here with Elena, and we are eager to talk to you today about some very important things regarding selfishness in children. And we want to approach it from this, one of my favorite topics. I'm Dr. Scott Taransky. I've written the book with Joanne Miller called Say Goodbye to Whining, Complaining, and Bad Attitudes in You and Your Kids. It is a biblical concept of honor that we talk about in that book. And we're going to dedicate some time now. Elena and I are going to share some ideas with you that can help you use the concept of honor to enrich your family and reduce selfishness.
Hi, Dr. Scott. And hi, everyone. And thank you for listening. We were talking in the last episode about selfishness and how it starts with the desires that are in the hearts of our children. And so indeed, honor is such a important part of how we can look at how we train our child or how we share things with our child that can really completely change the standard approach to addressing selfishness or desires in the heart. Dr. Scott, tell us first, why is honor such a dear topic to your heart or close to your heart?
Yeah, that's a great question. You know, I find that God in his word gives children two commands that guide their job description. One is obedience and the other is honor. That's found in Ephesians chapter 6. Now, I think it's important to realize that God has hidden within obedience and honor the secret ingredients that children need in order to be successful in life. When children learn how to obey, they learn responsibility, they learn obligation, they learn determination, they learn perseverance, they learn thoroughness, they learn all of the qualities that are tied into this idea of following instructions or getting things done. Very important that children learn how to obey. And when they come to honor, they're learning how we relate together. Honor is a relational concept. It's this idea of how we accomplish the tasks of life. Honor is like customer service brought home. Mm-hmm. We say that when you want to teach children to fly straight, you teach them obedience. If you want them to fly high, you teach them honor. Honor is just this valuable quality that teaches children to get outside themselves, to think about other people, to really value other people, to think about the house and ways that we can contribute. Many parents wish their children would do more in this whole area. And I think God has given the whole solution. It's a package that he wants his children to learn. And that's what we're going to talk about here as we develop this concept of honor.
Yeah, I would say that honor is important because it also starts by taking away the focus from the child and putting it onto others. And that's a very good place to start when you're thinking and to address selfishness with your child and even sometimes with us, with ourselves as parents, but mainly with our children. Thinking about honor takes away that focus that is put on us and what we want and put it on to others and onto God. And I think that's essential and maybe one of the most important steps when we think about dealing with selfishness. I know, Dr. Scott, that in the book you mentioned a lot of ideas on how to start and how to get your child to think about honor in a way that is helpful and can become more can be put into practice. Would you like to share some of those with us?
Yes, you know, honor is a biblical term. It's a word that comes out of the Bible. In the Old Testament, it's used in the Ten Commandments. The Hebrew word there is kavod, which means heavy or weighty. In other words, treat your parents with this sense of weight or value. In the New Testament, the word is timē, which means valuable. And so that's used in Ephesians chapter 6, verse 2, where it says, honor your father and mother. The idea of being honoring is just strategic, but it's not just for kids. This is what makes this so powerful. It is a life skill that children develop when they're younger. And it grows into something they'll use for the rest of their lives. I think that's why in Romans chapter 12, verse 10, God says, or Paul is saying to the people there, honor one another above yourselves. It's this word again of value. So what does that look like? I think that sometimes because children tend to be selfish or self-focused, they need practice at getting outside of themselves. And that's why we encourage honor therapy. When we have sibling conflict, for example, let's say one child is being mean to another. That child really needs honor therapy, practice sessions on honor. So we might have, and I often encourage, let's have an honor time at 10 o'clock in the morning and an honor time at 4 o'clock in the afternoon. And so you're saying to a child, it's honor time. You need to think of two ways that you can show value to the home. And when I say home, I'm referring to the way we use the word home. We just use it in two different ways. One is about the house itself. We live in a home. And the other is that the people of the home, we refer to them as our home, the people. And so when we say to a child, you need to look at some ways to value the home, we might send them on a task to go into the living room and do an honor check, for example. Go in there and see what needs to be done and do it without being asked. Go do something and report back to me. We say report back to me because the accountability is very important. When a child goes in, cleans something up and reports back, we say, wow, that was honoring. Good for you. Now, we could have just done obedience. We could have just said, go clean up that thing. But if the child has to figure it out for himself, he has to look for something that needs to be done. It's running through his own heart. Then he's practicing honor, seeing what needs to be done and doing it without being asked. And the same thing's true with talking about two people in the home, encouraging someone or playing a game with someone or looking for some way to serve someone are all ways to show honor. And those are ways that that bless the other person and get a person thinking outside themselves. So this idea of honor is a very practical concept.
Yeah, it's almost thinking about it as, I'm not sure if this is the right word for it, but thinking about it as initiative, self-initiative or something on those lines, when a child, instead of being told what to do, they start taking their own initiative and making things, you know, making cleaning, doing things that come up through their own initiative.
Taking initiative is at the heart of honor. You are right. I think that what we're teaching our children to do is to not wait to be told to do something, but just look around, see that it needs to be done and do it without being asked. Many parents say, well, that sounds great, but I can't even get my kids to do what I want them to do. Well, that's why we need honor training. The honor exercises that we have with children are so important because they start building inside of the child this internal obligation that they are contributors. Some children believe in their hearts that parents' job is to please them. In fact, some parents believe that that's their job, is to please their children. So when we teach children about honor and we have them do things that are kind of difficult or challenging or look for ways to help, it just creates a new mentality inside of children that's so powerful and important. I think honor is one of these things that's self-perpetuating. Children, when they do honor, it's like giving a gift. And when they give a gift, they feel good about doing that. And so many times when they're contributing, they feel, they sense their contribution and they want to do more of that. Mm. It changes the whole DNA of the child. They now become this person who doesn't just think about themselves, but also thinks about other people as well. And that becomes very important for dealing with some of the selfishness that our children face.
Yeah, I think it's such a fundamental part of our lives as Christians and of our, as examples also for our children to show that. I think honor, what is interesting about honor in my own experience is that it's something that's so learned also by example and by showing and by sharing that kind of, you know, with your child, also the kindness and the grace that you are being given, I think can also really, especially with older children, it can really help them develop the thinking and develop the right attitude towards it, as opposed to feeling it as something forced. I think it can really be beneficial. And Dr. Scott, what about some of the more, I mean, we spoke a lot about the practical things that we can do. Can we, in ways in which we do our, for example, Bible training, Bible teaching, can we use Bible stories or some verses or anything on that line to kind of go with, especially older children there, and explain to them, besides the topic, besides the verses you mentioned, can we take it a bit more into, let's say, closer to the Bible and to God in that sense.
Yeah, I like that. See, I think that there are plenty of stories in the Bible that illustrate the concept of honor. I like the one where the woman comes in and starts putting perfume on Jesus' feet and washing his feet with her hair. And the disciples say, "Do you see what she's doing?" And Jesus rebuked them and said, "I came into your house. You didn't even wash my feet. You know, you didn't honor me that way, but notice what she's doing. She hasn't stopped washing my feet." And so this idea of honor was illustrated there. And then I think we ask the question. One thing I think we do is if we want to illustrate this with an object lesson, we open up some perfume and that perfume smell starts to fill the room. And we talk about how nice smelling it is when you show honor, that when honor takes place, the whole room smells nice. And so we're illustrating that way. I think that as we are teaching children more about honor, they're learning something very important about themselves and their role in the world. I think sometimes we train our children to be rather self-focused, and so this is a way to help them to get outside of that. And I think parents are already doing honoring things in their home. I think you can say to your child, you know, I honored you when I went to the store. I was picking out cereal and I knew this was your favorite. And so I picked that out because I wanted to honor you. Now what you're doing is just using the term honor in your home, because in a little while, when you get a bad attitude about asking them to go in and clean up the bathroom, you can say, whoa, you know, look, we're trying to honor each other in the family. The way you're treating me right now is not honoring. I want you to go back out, do something in the bathroom, come back out and do it with a good attitude and talk to me in a way that's honoring. And thus we're using the term honor in a way that teaches children something very important about who they are, what they do, and what they can do in life. So this is great stuff. I just love honor. I think it just changes the way children think.
Yeah, it does, because it directly focuses on the heart at the very, very deep level. I love it. I really love it as well. I love this image, and you can almost smell the perfume just by thinking about it. So that's very powerful. I really encourage that. And also the use of the word honor. You don't really hear it anymore a lot in you know, we don't hear these words anymore in our families. It's really such a powerful way to refer to this, to defer to honor as something that's kind of almost palpable, that's almost different, that's such a different level of obedience. And, you know, it's completely at a different level. So thank you for sharing that, Dr. Scott. I think that's very powerful. And as we close our episode today, I really want to encourage you to go back and listen to the first episode on selfishness that we did. And Dr. Scott, are there any final thoughts you want to share with parents on this topic of overcoming selfishness and honor that you think should be, let's say, staying with them and that they could think and reflect on?
I think one of the great things about honor is when we start working on it in the family, we can illustrate it as parents and children, and it changes our family DNA. I think when we go out then to the ball field and we're in the ball game, we're not the ones who leave right afterwards. We're the ones who help pick up the cones and the soccer balls. You know, we're the ones who are hanging around picking up some of the trash sometimes. When we're an honoring family, when we go to church, we stay around afterwards, maybe put the chairs away or we help out somehow, because our family is known for being an honoring family. It just gives children an identity that shows that we don't just think about ourselves, we think about other people as well. I love the concept of honor. I think that the whole idea is, obviously it's not our idea, it's God's idea, but I think he had some genius plans for the family as we are trying to help our children to learn how to live life effectively. I would suggest that people want to learn more. They can come to my website at biblicalparenting.org or elenasvetslot.com, and they can gain more insights into biblical parenting. They can listen to our podcast, like our podcast, share them with other people. And that's sort of be honoring to us. we look forward to the ability to relate and help people to be more effective in what they're doing in this whole concept of honor. So folks, we just want to say thank you for joining with us today. We look forward to what God's going to do in your home We encourage you in this area of honor and look forward to being with you again soon. Thank you very much.